Yo.
Yo, it's 3:24. I had a thing at like 10, and then that went on for a while, and then I ran instead of recording the podcast first, because I'm like, I don't mind doing this as much as I don't like running, so I had to do that. Then I had to shower, and now here we are. So, dude, real quick. Yesterday, I was talking about Superbad, my favorite show on Netflix, or my new favorite show on Netflix. Anyway, I was saying, oh, it always ends good. Not true. Don't be ready, because they have a euthanasia in there, and I don't think that's a spoiler alert, because I thought that was the beauty of Superbad. Every single time, I still think any time. Supervet is operating, that animal is going to be just fine. That's going to, you don't see the bloopers. But this wasn't his fault. This wasn't Supervet's fault. This was just bad. It was just a bad situation, and the dog had to be put down, as they say. I don't like that put down. See, it doesn't. But put to sleep. That's also sleep. Come on now, you know what you're doing. But euthanized, I guess, is probably the best word. So be on the lookout for that. I've only come across one not happy ending so far, and even that lady got a new dog and felt pretty good afterwards and had fond memories of the dog she had. But watch Superbad, it's good. There's only one season on Netflix, and that's season two. I don't know why they couldn't negotiate a season one from the BBC or whoever. I'm assuming every television show in England is BBC. But maybe they'll get more. There's like eight seasons, and I only got this one, so now I have to go look on the dark web for pirated Supervet episodes. I don't know how to get on the dark web, but I like referring to it. It sounds mysterious, which I guess it is, because I don't know how to get on it. And you can buy drugs. This is all I know about dark web. You need a Tor browser, which I don't even. That's just like another browser. I don't know. It's not Google Chrome. It's a special browser. And then when you get on the dark web, it's just like people selling drugs, like opioids, Oxycontins and oxycodone, all your different oxys. And people doing that, you can get a hitman. There's hitman on there. And human trafficking. So you can either pay to not feel like a person, have a person killed, or buy a person. That seems to be all the dark web is about. All right, let's get to the news. I got to get out of here. I got to go. I got more shit to do, and I'm starving. I haven't even eaten yet. Can believe that? 3:30. I haven't eaten yet. It's the truth. Teen testifies he stood up for himself, then got punched by a cop. He stood up to himself, to the cop? That's going to get you punched. Let's take a look. I'm curious. A young man who was one of four black te a black teen standing up to himself to a cop? That's definitely getting punched in the face. I think I've stood up to cops as a teen and did not get punched in the face. But I am, of course, white. Oh, this is in Toronto, so it doesn't e I don't even need to feel bad about it. You feel like that's Canadian racism. It's not American racism. I thought those Canadians, they all act all high and mighty. Toronto police officer stood over him with a pointed gun. Oh God, I didn't know those black team just minutes before it was en route to an after-school mentorship program they faced on the ground. This sounds terrible. I didn't realize Canadian cops also are having a problem. But pull it together, Canada. We're supposed to move there. Well, I mean, Americans want to move there because we're supposed to be better. You can't just be doing the shit we do. Many doctors get gifts, meals from opioid makers. I was just talking about the opioids. They're in the news all the time. Of course they do. Drug reps. I used to work in a fucking doctor's office. Drug reps always came in. The most handsome of men and beautiful women. They look like models. They don't look like, you know, they look like catalog models, to be honest with you. You know, that, and they always wear nice clothes, very, you know, well manicured, and then they come in with a lunch. They buy lunch from a restaurant for the doctors, and they all sit down and they talk to them, and the doctors, like, you know, they don't flirt. Well, I don't know most doctors. I don't know what most doctors do. I'm talking doctors in this office. They bordered on, it was like there was some kind of flirtatiousness that was really disgusting going on when all these people are trying to do are push their fucking drugs. So I guess the opioid makers do the same thing, of course. Give some meals. They say, oh, it's got nothing to do with it. But I don't know. It's got something to do with it. Well, that's not a good one. I'm not talking about that. Nope. North Korea, no thank you. Silicon Valley billionaire loses bid to prevent access to public beach. There you go. Score one for the little guy, for the regular Joe. We can go to this beach. I'm gonna go. Now I just want to go out to California, go on this beach this guy wouldn't want us to go on. Vinod Khosla. I think I'm seeking to buy renowned beach making public land private. Fuck this, dude. I could go on that beach and just fucking blast music. What kind of music would be the most obnoxious to blast? I don't know. But I'm gonna blast music. White Snake. Baha Men. Who let the dogs out? I'm just gonna play that over and over again. Sit there with shirtless with my gut hanging out. Eating hot dogs and having a fun time. That's what I'm going to do on this beach. Let's all have a party there. All right. I got to look up where it is, but you know, Google that story. We'll all meet at the beach. Florida state troopers told to write a minimum of 2 citations per hour each shift. That's a lot. You're not supposed to have those, you're not supposed to have some type of quota, but they all do. My buddy was a cop in the Bronx, and I asked him about that. I was like, yo, do you have a quota? This is a while ago. He has since left the police force to become a DEA agent, which, you know, I'm not too thrilled about that life decision. But he said it's kind of understood, and I don't know, he didn't say how it was understood, but he said it's kind of understood. You're supposed to write enough tickets to pay your salary. So that's interesting. So stay out of Florida, man. That's a lot of citations. They're gonna fucking pull your ass over and find something wrong. I ain't driving in Florida. Why is there so much lawlessness? If they're writing so many citations, I wonder. All right, that's it. I gotta go. So it was nice being with you today. I'm sorry it was so late and the episode got up later, but it got up. We did it 187 days in a row. Might have this thing figured out before we know it. Might be making some changes as well. I'm thinking about changes to be made. Some changes in life and in podcasts and who knows what. So, this will be around no matter what happens otherwise. Not like life changes, not real life changes. I'm just saying comedy life, career life, who knows. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.